Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, Equity Actions Transforming Elementary Schools for Tomorrow. This podcast is dedicated to public school leaders that can create truly inclusive learning environments. I am one of your hosts, Kiana Hunter, and today I am excited to share with you all. Today we will discuss how principals can create and implement a comprehensive plan for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in elementary schools. In its role in DEIB, initiatives to elementary education. Once again, our guiding question for this series is how can public school elementary principals integrate DEIB into their schools and create inclusive learning environments? Before we start, I want to say any opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations that are expressed during this presentation are those of authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the University of Louisville. Thank you. Now let's get started. With our discussion today on how principals can create and implement a comprehensive plan for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in elementary schools. In today's topics that we will be discussing will be planning format cycles for DEIB programs, which are steps and strategies for principals to develop and implement DEIB enterprise programs effectively. We also will talk about mission, vision, and statement plans, which are crafting a clear vision, mission, and statement that promotes acceptance and belonging for all students. And lastly, our last topic will be ongoing DEIB focused professional development, which continuous training program for educators to enhance their skills in supporting diverse students' needs and fostering an inclusive environment. So let's get started with our first topic. Planning format cycles for DEIB programs. Public school elementary principals can integrate DEIB into their schools and create an inclusive learning environment by following a structured planning format cycle. This involves assessing the current student climate to identify gaps, setting clear DEIB goals, and developing a mission and vision that promote acceptance. Principals should create a detailed action plan, allocate necessary resources, and implement ongoing DEIB-focused professional development for educators. Regularly monitoring and evaluation of programs along with adjustments based on feedback. Ensure continuous improvements, engaging stakeholders in celebrating diversity through community involvement further to support the creation of an inclusion and equitable school environment. Expanding how we think about diversity training, industrial and organization psychology perspectives on science and practice. We should not refer to the effectiveness of individual training programs and instead focus on broader initiatives and specific activities aimed at developing attitudes and behaviors toward diversity to migrate and eliminate discriminatory behaviors. Robinson 2020. Robinson discussed the need to broaden the scope of diversity training by focusing on comprehensive initiatives rather than isolating programs. They argue that effective diversity training should aim to develop attitudes and behaviors that migrate and eliminate discriminatory practices. The author emphasizes the importance of holistic approach to diversity training, integrating into broader organizational strategies to foster a more inclusive environment. For our second topic of the day, mission, vision, and statement plan, which is crafting a clear mission, vision, and statement that promotes acceptance and belonging for all students. For the mission plan, They should define the school's commitment to DEIB, setting a clear purpose and direction. It communicates the school's dedication to create an inclusive environment where every student feels valued and respected. For the vision statement, it outlines the long-term goals and the aspirations of DEIB within the school. It provides a road ramp within the school aims to achieve in terms of diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, inspiring the school community to work towards these goals. With the statement plan, detail specific actions and strategies to promote DEIB. This includes policies, practice, and initiatives that support an inclusive culture. It ensures that DEIB principles are embedded in all services. By developing and communicating a strong mission, vision, and statement plan, principals can create a unified approach to DEIB, guiding the school's community toward a more inclusive, equitable environment. Creating a vision that is implementable in length does not equal depth and success. In his work, Wayne Jersey emphasizes the importance of a clear and actionable vision, stating, "A vision must be both aspirational and practical, providing a roadmap that guides the organization towards its goals while being grounded in achievable steps." This aligns perfectly with the need for a mission, vision, and statement plan in school, as it has underscored the necessity of having a clear, inspiring direction that is also implementable. Jersey 2024. Emphasizing that a vision must be both aspirational and practical. It should provide a clear roadmap that guides an organization towards its goal while being grounded in achievable steps. This approach ensures that the vision is not only inspiring, but also implementable, leading to successful outcomes. And with our last topic of the day, outgoing DEIB focused professional development. With this, it continues training program for educators to enhance their skills in supporting diverse students' needs and fostering an inclusive environment. Ongoing DEIB-focused professional development is crucial for public school elementary principals to integrate DEIB into their schools and create an inclusive learning environment. It equips educators with the skills and knowledge needed to support diverse student needs, fostering culture awareness and sensitivity. Regularly training ensures that DEIB principles are consistently applied, promoting a supportive and inclusive school culture. This continuous learning helps educators stay informed about the latest DEIB strategies and challenges, enabling them to address biases and implement inclusive teaching practices effectively. By investigating in ongoing professional development, principals can ensure their staff is well prepared to create an equitable and welcoming environment for all students. Discipline-specific feedback literacies, a framework for curriculum designing high education. In their article, Winston Ballou and Careless 2020 highlight the importance of continuous skills development, stating, "An important set of skills for success in a workplace is the capacity to seek, generate, and use feedback information effectively and to engage feedback processes to support ongoing personal and professional development." This underscores the necessity of ongoing DEIB-focused professional development for educators, ensuring they are equipped to support diverse students' needs and foster an inclusive learning environment. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I hope you find our discussion on how principals can create and implement a comprehensive plan for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in elementary schools insightful and inspiring. Remember, integrating DEIB into our schools is not just about policies, but about fostering a culture where every student feels valued and included. If you have any questions or would like to share your experience, please reach out. Let's continue this important conversation and work together to create inclusive learning environments for all students. Until next time, this is Kiana Hunter signing off. Stay inclusive and keep making a difference.